time. And last time she was in five, that won a problem. She again hit the lids. Clockwork, but a trapper, 3-1. I said, could be a bit tight port side as well. So five, you could see running big here, five. And a trap six, 130 split, two runs ago. Trap five's got a 130 split. And a trap six, just a four start. Never ran in the strikes before, but five could be a problemo for six. Anyway, interesting race. Ayres running favourite in two. Wouldn't want one getting out. It could be a bit tight going to bend here. Off and racing. Well, three brings it early, leads up from four and five. Second wave, one, two and six. Now it's a shoot in the corner, four over five. Two couldn't get round one. Six cut the corner on one, got checked up as well. Two got roughed up with a combination of three and one. Shoot out down the back. Trap four, same as Skyland. Loose in front, two lengths in back to five, who travelling reasonably strongly. Five is going to commit the corner from a long way out. The rest are done. One best the rest. But trap four, same as Skyland. Absolutely relentless from the front. Not stopping. Five, one big last go. Try, but won't get there. Four gets a fraction spot on. Four beats, five beats the top. Same as Scarlett and Raffini Rose and Cherry Grove Orca. So it wasn't difficult to imagine trap four going well there. Trap one's run into the picker. Very strong. Very strong there. So trap two needed to get out. Needed to beat one at the corner. I know one was 11-1, but just looking at the sectionals, there was every chance one might stop two getting a run there. Trap four, same as Scarlett. Didn't quite lead last time. Went with the normal services room at the boxes. Looking at replay, six, I'm afraid, knocked in. Now, six, that was the first time that's run from wide.